Welcome to the Wedding 101 podcast. Hello, my name is David Rothstein. This program was designed to be a helpful resource for both brides and grooms as well as wedding professionals. It was created to give listeners real insights from the top wedding professionals in the nation. Each new show features a wedding professional from a different aspect of wedding planning: photographers, caterers, wedding planners, florists, venues, and many more. These interviews will give you lots of great ideas how to get the best results for your wedding. Wedding vendors can also learn from fellow professionals. If you have an idea for a guest or topic, please let me know, and we hope you enjoy today's podcast. And we'd like to welcome to the show Dr. Mark Golden. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thanks, David. Nice to be here.
And today we're going to be talking about Botox and how you can really look your best for your wedding. Let me give you a little bit of background before we get started with our interview with Dr. Golden. Dr. Golden received his bachelor's degree from University of Chicago in 1977 and went on to be the first recipient of a pre-doctoral Master of Science degree in ophthalmology in 1978. He graduated medical school from St. Louis University in 1984 and subsequently completed a flexible internship at St. John's Mercy Medical Center in St. Louis, and then back in St. Louis University for his residency in ophthalmology. Dr. Golden has been honored with a board certification in ophthalmology and is a fellow of the American College of Surgeons, the American Academy for Ophthalmology, and the International College of Surgeons. He has performed more than 24,000 laser fraction procedures and has been an ophthalmologist for 27 years. His practice philosophy is to treat each and every patient like a member of his own family. When considering treatment for a patient, he always asks questions of what he would ask for himself or for his family, which is a great philosophy. And let's get started with a general question. What exactly is Botox and how is it applied?
Well, David, Botox is really a toxin. It was discovered in the 1800s as a poison and a food poisoning. And the way it works is by blocking the ability of the nerves to cause the muscles to fire. And therefore, it in its cosmetic use, which started in 2002 with FDA approval, it blocks the ability of muscles to contract and therefore eliminate facial wrinkles.
And what are the areas on the body that people would generally use for Botox?
Well, the first FDA approval occurred with the glabella. The glabella is the area between the eyebrows. Mm-hmm. And subsequently, we added the crow's feet. Forehead wrinkles are also commonly treated. Smoker's lines around the mouth above the lip can be nicely treated. In addition to that, a whole wide variety of things Botox can be used for. One of the favorites of grooms is that of underarm sweating, and it works beautifully to stop sweating. And I know that at my wedding, I was soaked right through my shirt, and it would have been really nice to have Botox back then.
And do brides use that as well for the same reason?
Absolutely, without doubt. The Botox can also help people with headaches, migraines, TMJ problems, or teeth grinding. And one of the nice things is it can reshape the face, and it people. Particularly women with very square faces, we can soften up the jawline and really alter the entire look of their appearance. And it can really make for some beautiful, wonderful, subtle changes.
And is this something that if somebody comes in for Botox, that they have to come in for a number of different treatments, or is it a one-time thing? Or what is the general schedule for someone who is planning on getting Botox?
Well, that really depends. Now, some people are going to say, I'm going to do this for my wedding, and that's all I want to do. A lot of people, though, decide that they want to look their very best. For example, my wife comes in for regular treatments and has since 2002 when FDA approval came about. She said to me, "You're going to learn to do Botox." So I took one of the first Botox courses, mm-hmm. and she's been getting Botox since then. And Botox has the benefit not only of eliminating wrinkles, but also increases collagen and elastin production so that it actually helps the skin to be more youthful during the time that it's working. So on the flip side, though, some women come in and say, you know, it's 8 weeks before my wedding and I want to look my very best, and they want treatment at that point, not only with Botox, but with fillers. So brides and grooms as well.
So is that the general time frame, 8 weeks prior to the actual event, or is there a certain range, or does it really matter?
Well, when we do a Botox injection, and an injection is through a very tiny needle and a series of injections that have just minimal discomfort, there's no effect at all for the first 4 days, have maximal effect in about 2 weeks, and the effects last for 3 to 4 months. I like 6 to 8 weeks before a wedding because of the potential for complications. Although extremely small, they do happen. Complications such as a droopy eyelid or a change in the smile can occur. Now, the change in the smile generally lasts only a few weeks, but a droopy eyelid can last for 4 to 6, maybe even 8 weeks. And if that should happen, I try to prevent that from being a problem by getting people treated ahead of time.
Oh, to kind of test it before they actually do it for real then?
Well, not only that, but they get a concept for what they're going to look like. So if they come in, say, 6 months or a year ahead of time, we get them on a schedule, and the more time we have them, the better concept we get as to what kind of an effect that they're going to have. And so we know how much Botox to use to achieve the effect that that person wants to have, and I know how much Botox to put and where to put it, and to achieve exactly the look that each person wants.
So when somebody comes into your office and they're considering this, you sit down with them, you look at, or they talk about what specific areas of concern they have. They say their forehead, or maybe their crow's feet, or this. Do you say, okay, well, we can do this here, I would recommend doing that there, before you actually do the procedure, or is it done that same day? Is there a consultation time first, and then put together a plan that's, okay, let's make an appointment to actually perform it?
It could be done either way, and I do have people come in for consultations and have treatments the same day, and occasionally somebody will just want to get information as to what can happen. And maybe discuss some of the other kinds of aesthetic enhancements that they can have that may require longer periods of time.
And once they've done the Botox, and you said it lasts for a certain period of time, I think 3 to 4 months or so.
Right.
Should they come back at the end of that? Do most people do that? Or what happens to your skin if you don't come back for another shot? Does it go back to where it was?
You're going
to
go back right to where you were before. Now, typically what I recommend for somebody who wants to maintain is I recommend every 3 months for the first year, every 4 months for the next year, and then it starts to slow down quite dramatically. And the reason is that the longer a muscle is weak, the longer it's going to stay weak. For example, if you were to put your arm in a sling for a week, it would get strong very quickly. But if you were to keep your arm in a sling for a year, it might take many months before it would start to work again and to be strong. And in the same way with Botox in the face, the Botox will last longer the longer it's around. But if you, I have too many clients, though, who come in on a very regular basis, but they wait until all their wrinkles are back.
And
if they just shorten up that time frame a little bit, they would use much less Botox over the long term.
So maybe you could say, okay, at this point, you know, let's make another appointment or do people kind of play it by ear? They want to see how it's going to work.
Well, we typically try to recommend an appointment again in 3 months.
Gotcha. And is Botox for everybody? Are there certain people where you would say, you know what, I really don't think either, one, that you need it, or number two, because of either your age or your medical background or certain circumstances, I would not recommend you doing Botox. Why would you talk somebody out of that?
Well, obviously, pregnant women shouldn't have anything extra going on. and for that matter, nursing mothers shouldn't have anything. Other than that, people with unusual neuromuscular diseases like ALS or myasthenia gravis shouldn't have it. And each individual person may have laxity in certain areas, okay, and may not be a candidate for Botox in certain areas. There's also limits to the amount of Botox, of what Botox can do. So I can't take a 100-year-old person and make them, give them a perfectly smooth face. It's just not possible. Not with Botox.
You're not quite the miracle worker of that. I'm sure you'd like to, you help out, but you're not exactly, can't exactly completely fix nature, right?
Well, we can use fillers to help reverse nature.
Tell me more about fillers and how they work.
Fillers are exactly what they sound like, and that is it's a material that goes into the face, and we use a substance called hyaluronic acid. And hyaluronic acid, mm-hmm, is found in your joints and inside the eye, and it's a natural product. And for that reason, you can't be allergic to it. And it does an amazing job of reversing aging. With Botox, it gets rid of wrinkles, but fillers reverse aging. The average person who gets fillers in the cheeks, average woman who gets fillers in her cheeks, says she looks 8 years younger. And 2 years later, she still thinks she looks 5 years younger.
Does that affect your ability in terms of how your face feels, your ability to smile as naturally? You may look younger, but does it affect your actual, how your face, quote unquote, functions in terms of how it feels?
In the same way that if you were to chip a tooth, you might kind of worry at that chip in your tooth for a little while, and your face may feel a little bit different because there's actually substance being added into your face. But I had treatment just about 3 weeks ago, and I can tell you that I don't notice anything different. My wife is 6 years younger than I am and is ticked off because she thinks I look younger than she is.
Oh, okay.
And and so she doesn't like that. So she wants to come in for more fillers. And she's complained to a group of people that I've been stingy with my fillers for her. She sort of tried to shame me out last night.
Okay, well, I'm glad you came in anyway. And you look great, by the way.
Well, thank you.
I know this is a podcast, but believe me, folks, this is a very handsome man I'm sitting next to. And we're glad to have you on the show. And speaking of that, a lot of men are starting to take better care of ourselves and trying to do things to help us look younger for a longer period of time. And is Botox and some of the fillers and things that you've mentioned, are they becoming more popular with men now, or are men still kind of hesitant, thinking this is something that only women do?
Men are absolutely doing this. Almost a quarter of our patients are men, and they just want to look their best. There's salespeople that want to look younger than they would be otherwise.
Right.
They've got early wrinkles, and so using Botox on a regular basis, men like fillers because it changes the contour of their face and reverses the aging process. Overall, with time, the face tends to fall, and fillers can lift that back up. Or around the mouth, that with time, the mouth tends to droop down and people tend to get a frown look. And they like to reverse that and to have a more positive first appearance with others. So it's not restricted to women.
And does it really matter in terms of the age of the man? Would you recommend people doing this before they start to feel some of the effects of aging? Is it like a preventive thing, or should they just kind of wait till they start to get to a certain age and start to see some of the wrinkles or things like that? Is it a preventive thing, or is it something more of a reactive to what's happening?
You know, I'd like to say it prevents things, but in reality, it doesn't. The reason that people do Botox is to make themselves feel better. It does reverse some of the aging that occurs in the deeper layers of the skin for a period of time, but its primary benefit is to make the person feel better. Mm-hmm. And a recent study that came out just a couple of weeks ago showed that there was a fourfold decrease in depression after the use of Botox. Now, whether that's because Botox makes people feel better, which would be my theory, but the theory purported in the study was that there was something to do with this blockage of muscles and the ability of to frown that actually meant that people responded in a more positive fashion to somebody who didn't have these frown lines.
That makes sense because, you know, smile and the world smiles with you, right?
Yeah, I like that. Yes.
So I think that's really important, and it's got to be a great feeling of all the work that you're doing. People are living a little bit happier lives, and I think we all benefit from looking our best, and it's great to use all the different things that are out there to help us do that. Great clothes and the work that you're doing with Botox and fillers. Now, one of the other things that you had mentioned is something called Cosmo...
How about if I help? Cosmeceuticals.
Yes, exactly.
Cosmeceuticals is a combination of cosmetics and pharmaceuticals. And these are, women know about these as the very expensive things that come with ingredients to help reverse the aging process. For example, vitamin C is a very well-known antioxidant when applied topically. There are creams and lotions and components of these that can reverse aging and build collagen and growth factors that can cause the skin to reverse the aging process. And some of these actually do work. And in our office, I've searched long and hard for cosmeceuticals that actually do work because there's a lot of them out there that claim to do things, but don't really do everything that you would hope them to do. But cosmeceuticals can be very expensive, but if you're going to apply them, for example, the epithelial growth factor that we carry in our office can do a dramatic changes in the level of wrinkles in the face, even barring the use of Botox. Just by applying a cream to the face on a twice-a-day basis, dark circles can be eliminated, swelling around the eyes, irregularities in skin tones, all kinds of wonderful benefits.
So now a bride has decided that she's going to do this. Do you tend to have like a full bridal party where they'll say, I want to bring all my... my bridesmaids, my mother, the mother of the groom. Do people all do this kind of together where they have these, I've heard of these Botox parties and things like that? I mean, for your particular services or working for an actual doctor, will they tend to come in as a group? Is it all individual appointments? Or how are you seeing brides using this specifically for their weddings?
I'm so glad you brought up the word party because Botox parties are common, and somebody with very small amount of knowledge about injection buys some black market Botox from overseas that's much cheaper than American-made Botox. It looks the same, but it isn't the same. And then they inject, and the understanding isn't there, and the understanding of the anatomy and the potential for complications. And the use of black market Botox is really dangerous. Some years back, a Miami doctor had gotten some black market Botox. And Botox is very expensive. And so he was trying to save some money by buying Botox from overseas. It looked just like regular Botox. He injected several patients, his wife and himself. And his patients and his wife died. He was saved only by being put on a respirator for 2 months and nearly died himself. So black market Botox is not such a great idea. Now, getting back to the idea of whether or not women come in groups for this, and that is, I think it's great for somebody to bring in a friend or brides commonly come in with their mothers. But commonly, people don't want anybody to know that they've had Botox.
Oh, I see.
And my wife was, we were at a party last night, and she asked me, is so-and-so getting Botox? And I said, when have I ever told you about anybody that's ever in my office? And
sure.
And I said, you'd be flabbergasted by the number of people that, walk through my office that you don't know about. So everybody's different. Some people are happy to announce the world. You had a guest, Tracy Fine, recently, who is a makeup mm-hmm. artist for brides.
Right.
And she's happily telling everybody that she knows about her Botox and fillers. On the other hand, some people don't want anybody to know. In general, women tend to be more open with their getting Botox than are men. And so men, it's not quite so fashionable in their own minds anyway.
Because I guess you really basically want people to think like, oh, you've been working out or you just have been really taking care of yourself. But it's kind of your little hidden secret, I guess.
Exactly.
I see. Okay.
Exactly. But parties and groups of women do come in, and several at a time. But alcohol and informed consent do not go well together.
Yeah, shots and shots should be separated. I gotcha.
I yes. like that idea.
I gotcha. And besides Botox and fillers, what are some other things? I read something, and you had mentioned before we got on the air about something called Latisse. Tell me more about that and what the benefits of that are.
Well, one of the first things that boys notice about girls is their eyes, after the obvious. And one of the ways to enhance eyelashes is with a drug called Latisse. And Latisse is wonderful. It is applied just like eyeshadow once or twice a day. Mm-hmm. And in 6 to 8 weeks, women can have eyelashes as long and as dark and as thick as they want them to be. And it's quite astounding.
Permanently?
As long as they continue to use the Latisse. Typically, most people get to the level they want to be in 6 to 8, 10 weeks and by using it daily. And then they will use it a couple times a week just to keep it all at the level that they want it to be. If they stop, eventually they all go back to where it was. But I have lots of individuals who used to dye their lashes or use elastic extensions, and they find that Latisse can be much, much cheaper than some of the things that women do for their eyelashes.
Amazing. There's so many different things that are available to people now that we certainly didn't have back in the day, which is remarkable. When a bride is searching for someone to do Botox, how do they decide who they should trust? What are the things on somebody's website that they should be looking for so they don't get tricked into something that's really not of value, especially when it's a medical procedure?
Well, you get what you pay for. And below a certain point, it's when it's too cheap, it can't be American-made Botox. And unfortunately, some of the Groupons are selling at a loss, and that's just not logical. Nobody sells anything at a loss. So they have to be using black market Botox. And black market Botox is not safe. It may be real Botox. It may not be real Botox. Mm-hmm. You may get no effect. You may get much too much effect. You also want to get treated by either a physician or somebody who's directly supervised by a physician. Aestheticians who do this in the salon don't have the training and the experience to understand the anatomy of the face and the potential for problems, nor do they have the capability of fixing a problem. Significant complications can occur with the use of fillers, and we keep a drug to reverse the effect of fillers in our office at all times in case of an emergency, and the casual injector in a spa doesn't have access to those kinds of things.
Okay, so it's really having the background, the resources, the medical knowledge, rather than someone generally using coupons is probably not a good idea for any bodily procedures, I would think, in general.
Well, you generally wouldn't do it for most other forms of eye surgery or plastic surgery, so probably not a good idea.
Not a good idea. Well, this has been very, very informative. And just before we go, I do have one quick question. What is the general price range for getting Botox done? Does it kind of vary quite a bit, or what are the factors that come into play for cost?
Well, we have an introductory price of 20 units, which generally treats one area, for $180, and that's $9 a unit. That's about as cheap as you can expect to find Botox. Additional units are $12 a unit, and you'll find Botox anywhere from $11 to $25 a unit. The $25 a unit is probably obscenely expensive. But those injectors are probably trying to look for other things to do other than Botox and fillers.
Okay, great. Well, this is, like I said, been very, very informative. I've certainly learned a lot, and hopefully all of you brides and grooms out there have as well. And if that's something you're considering for your wedding and for your life in general, I think Botox can be a very beneficial thing, as well as some of the other fillers and other things that Dr. Golden had discussed. So if you'd like to learn more, we really encourage you to contact Dr. Mark Golden, and his website is doctorsforvisualfreedom.com, doctorsforvisualfreedom.com. And if you would like to contact him, you can also reach him via phone, which is 312-291-9680, 312-291-9680. He is located in the John Hancock Center, which is at 875 North Michigan Avenue, Suite 1550. So once again, we'd like to thank Mark for being a guest on the show.
Thanks, David. It's been lots of fun.
And thanks so much for listening, everybody. Once again, this is the Wedding 101 podcast. Please keep us in mind and check back regularly for different guests and different topics that we'll be going through. If you do need any great live music, we have an incredible live music company, which is David Rothstein Music. Our website is drsmusic.com. That's drsmusic.com. And you can reach us at 773-244-1239. Thanks so much for listening, and we hope you have an absolutely amazing wedding. We hope you look your best, feel your best, and once again, please make your wedding as authentic as you possibly can, because that's where the magic is in terms of really getting something that's going to be amazing for your wedding. Thanks so much, everybody, and look forward to our next broadcast coming up soon. Thanks for listening.
Ooh, about the show, about the weddings, there's a show about it. Got the show about the weddings.